Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning page Kuf, I think. I think last night we did 198, Sadi Tassin Beis. So we're going to be picking up from Simon Shin Vav, Si'if Yud Beis in the Ramah. So we already did the Mechaber, so the Ramah in Si'if Yud Beis says as follows. Umut lahatir cher me tzibur b'Shabbos. You're allowed to be matir cherim of a tzibur on Shabbos. Meaning if the tzibur was put in cherim, that's a tzorech rabim, and therefore you could be matir that on Shabbos, haf b'shein al tzorech Shabbos. Even though it may not be a Shabbos need, since it's a day where a lot of where the masses gather together on Shabbos, so that's considered to be Iske Rabim, and you're allowed to be midaber about Iske Rabim on Shabbos. Aval ein machrim b'Shabbos ki midaver shahu l'tzorach Shabbos, but you cannot put someone in cherem on Shabbos unless it's something that's for the sake of a tzorach Shabbos. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berura. Mishnah Berura Sivkat Nun Aleph havi ki Iske Rabim mashma di'imu l'tzorach yachid. The implication is that if it's for the tzorech of a yachid, the hatil amasha echrimu a tzibur, tzibimatirim, that which the tzibur were machrim, hayu asr k'sheinu l'tzorech Shabbos, who would be asr when it's not a tzorech Shabbos. Meaning, if it's for a yachid and not a rabbim, and it's for not a tzorech Shabbos, you can't be matir the cherim. Aval mimash kasev bedik abayis b'shem rabbeinu yiruchim v'chem v'shuvas harash v'shuvu l'kaman v'esos b'sim v'shem ne'mal v'mashma da'afil l'tzorech yachid matirin. However, there are many rishonim that sound like even for a tzorech yachid we could be matirit mishum de'b'cholu yuchal kabitz akol b'kal she'atiru lo, because it's going to be much harder to gather together a tzibur during the week to be matir for him v'chein mitzad de'machronim la'alach, and therefore the achronim come out to l'kula against what it says in the Ramah kasev b'bach sov simen shin zayin. At the time of the Yerid, which is like when they have the convention of the of the people in that business where they get together, so they used to have a practice that someone would get up and would read off the names of the people who were put in cherim because they have chovos that they didn't pay up. So that is considered iske rabim to lizayun of sadna chovos chol masu matan, because without that no one would be able to run a business. Without that shame factor of reading out the names of the people who are in chayim for not paying their chovos, no one would ever pay their chovos. Vein koach l'shum mara levatel zeh. So even though they're doing this on Shabbos, no posek is allowed to stop this practice. Shenagul la'akel from a kama gedolim, they were makel to do this in front of kama gedolim, and none of the gedolim ever stopped it. So we have to allow such a practice. That's considered tzorach rabim. Sivkat nun beis aval. We said that when it comes to, you're not allowed to put someone in cherem on Shabbos unless it's a tzorach Shabbos. Magid Avraham ochiach the din acherem v'ataraso shava, that putting someone in cherem, being matir cherem, are the same din. Dili yachid asul ha'achrim maver avera. For a yachid, you cannot put him in cherem if he did an avera. Imlo shechil Shabbos, tavik mal tzorach Shabbos, unless that avera happens to have been chil Shabbos, because then it's considered tzorach Shabbos. Ul tzorach tzibur mutar afilu eino tzorach Shabbos. Or if it's a tzorach tzibur, then it doesn't have to have anything to do with Shabbos. Just the fact, by virtue of the fact that it's tzorach tzibur is enough. Because if you don't put them in cherem now, there's not going to be a gathering of people to do it on a different day. And the whole thing will not happen. El-Yarabba seems to say, though, even for a tzorach rabim, it's not a good idea to put people in cherem on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day that's supposed to be full of bracha. We're not supposed to be putting people in cherem. That's not the way to spend a Shabbos. And the Dirshu, he says, and that's also why we don't do Kiddush Levana on Shabbos. He says, he quotes from the Ben Ishchai, because in Kiddush Levana we say Tipal Aleihem Masav Afachad. We have a klala for our enemies. Shabbos is not a day to be cursing people. Shabbos is a day that we stay away from negativity. The Ramah writes that we don't give an onesh on Shabbos, an onesh of Beis Din, and the Mishnah Berura says we learn from Lo Sevaru Eish that our Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted Shabbos to be a day of Menucha, a day of blessing only, not a day of negativity. Vayin b'sefer zechol Avram b'hilcha Shabbos oscheh shehevi m'shem knes ha'gadol da minuk ha'pashul lahakel k'divrei magen Avram enal, that the minhag is to be makel to allow such charamim on Shabbos. B'tshuvas Divrei Rivos, he said the chacham yachal enados b'Shabbos l'chvodo, that is, in the Tshuvas Divrei Rivos says a chacham could put someone in cherem for his kavod on Shabbos. Okay, so if Yud Gimel lahachruz b'Shabbos al karka nimkar shkol mi sheyishol zuchus alav yovav yagid v'imlav ya'abed zuchuso aser, to announce on Shabbos about a piece of land that is being sold, that anyone who has any zuchus, any time on this piece of land can come and say it right now, and otherwise you lose your zechus in it, it's asur to make that announcement on Shabbos. Says Rabbah, v'chein asur l'achriz yayin b'Shabbos, tavi kamechach memkar. You also can't announce a sale on wine on Shabbos, because that's like doing business. You're advertising your business on Shabbos, that, oh, there's wine for sale by this, you know, there's a good price on wine or whatever. That you're not allowed to do either. So let's take each halach at a time. So in Si'if Katan Nun Gimel, l'achriz b'Shabbos about the land, l'achriz yish bayis limkor l'haskir b'Kostantina, Nogin Hatam. I don't know what Kostantina means, but to announce that there's a house to sell or to rent, that we're knowing Hatam. That's an important word in the sentence. I don't know what it means though. It's something that helps with Tzarchei Rabbim. I think I have English Mishnah Berurah here. Let me see. Once we have it. Oh no, this only goes through. Yeah, maybe. Shinva. Sorry to take your time with this. I should have looked this up earlier. So Kostantina, this is Sif Katan. Where am I? Kostantina. This is Sif Katan on Gimel 53. To announce that there is a house for sale for rent in Constantinople. The prevalent custom is to allow this. But what? What's about Constantinople? Okay. It just means it's a public need. That he just quotes the Sharetzion. Okay, I guess that's considered letting people know that there's a house available. I guess when there's a housing crisis or the housing shortage or something. Fine. So that there no ikhater. Okay. And if you announce that if you don't say your tainas right now, you're going to lose any zechus you have in it. So that's asur to do on Shabbos. Dafka b'chay gavna asur davi kedanas hadin. That you're not allowed to do because that's like being judging a din. But if you stam announce, anyone who has any zchus should come and say it. Even though there's a takan in the city that if you don't say it, you're going to lose your zchus. If you didn't say those words, that you're going to lose out, if you don't, then it's okay. But even that's not great. Because it's still like a dibur of chol. But if there's a place that has a minhag that they announce that there's a house that's being sold, as long as you don't announce that you're going to lose your zechus if you don't come with a taina, then we're not going to make a machash. That even though it's a strange thing to do, to allow, but there's a room to argue that it's the tzarchei rabim. And what was the story with the wine? The Rama said you're not allowed to announce wine on Shabbos. So lahachriz yayin, says the Mishnah Berurah, haynu lodia sheyishet zaploni uploni yayin limkar. That's to let it be known that a certain place has wine to be sold. That's only if there's plenty of wine available. But if there's not so much wine available, then it's a tzorach mitzvah, because people need wine for kiddush. But you're certainly not allowed to announce a price. And the Marshal says, better just announce it before Baruch Hu on Friday night. And if you forgot to announce it before Baruch Hu, you only announce it after Baruch Hu, then you should not announce a price. So what we learned tonight is, first of all, that you could be mevata lecherim if either it's letzorech Shabbos like nidu b'chalom, or it's an iske rabim like chermei tzibur. There's a machlokas about a yachid who is put into chayrim by the tzibur, and the Mishnah Berurah is lenient on that machlokas. Then we said that there's an irreversible minug for a gabai, I mean a minug that we're not allowed to stop, for a gabai to announce people who are in chayrim for money that they owe at the yarid. And then we said that a yachid could only be put in chayrim if he was mechal Shabbos, or it's for the tzorech of a tzibur. It needs to be either a tzorech Shabbos or a tzorech tzibur. Then we said that you're not allowed to announce that property is being sold and anybody who doesn't make a claim on it is going to lose their zechus. And we discourage announcing the sale even without mentioning losing the zechus. And then we said, finally, that you can't announce the availability of wine for purchase unless supply is scarce and you don't mention a price, or you announce it before Baruch Hu. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up same time, same place, in Si'if Yodalid, where we'll finish Simin Shin Vav and pick up with Simin Shin Zayin as well. Everyone have a wonderful evening.